Wacker Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take care of the projects you want to get done around your house. The holidays are coming quickly. And if you've got a project you'd like to get done before the hordes of family and friend show up from all around the country, well, now's a great time to take that first step because we're here to help. We will share your to-do list. Just reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you're thinking that now, with the holidays just ahead, it's a good time to run your oven self-cleaning cycle. You want to get it all cleaned out in advance of all that pre-holiday baking, right? Wrong. The worst time is to clean your oven before you actually really need it, because cleaning cycles put them through super-duper stress, and they're very likely to fail, especially when getting a repairman will cost you like double time and a half. So we'll give you some alternatives to that process.
Yeah, and then where are you going to find a pre-cooked turkey on Thanksgiving? I mean, come on, guys.
Good
Let's
luck.
Use the noggins. And, you know, winter is very quickly approaching as well, and that is a season that's super tough on your roof. Think about it. You got all the snow, the ice, the freeze and thaw cycle, and your roof takes a ton of punishment, especially at this time of year. And that's why now, right as we're approaching the end of fall, right before winter comes, really is a great time to plan for any roofing work that might be needed to be done come springtime. So we're going to share some tips now for a DIY roof check.
And one of the most effective ways to reduce drafts and lower home heating costs is to seal the spaces where cold air leaks in. Now, spray foam is a great way to do just that. We're going to share some tips on a new product that makes that job easier than ever.
But first, you guys have some home improvement questions for the holiday season, and, you know, Santa's not answering your letters quick enough? Well, turn to us over here at the Money Pit. We can help you save money, save time, avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to making your dream house.
And the number, once again, is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Ruth on the line from St. Thomas, Pennsylvania. You got us all excited we were going to the Caribbean, but we're sticking in the Northeast.
I know.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a heat pump in my house. That's how we heat through that. And somebody told me that I have to have that's serviced every winter for the heat pump, and in the spring I have to have the air conditioner serviced. Is there any truth to that? Because someone else told me that if you have an electrical heat pump, you do not have to have it serviced every year. So I was just wondering.
So you do need to have it serviced, but just once a year, because it's pretty much going to operate the same in the heating system and the cooling system, and they test both systems as part of the normal service. The difference between the heating and the cooling is one valve called a reversing valve, and it basically reverses the refrigeration cycle.
Okay.
And that can be checked as part of the summer AC service, so I don't think you have to do it twice a year. You certainly have to do it once a year. But living in Pennsylvania, a heat pump is probably a very expensive way for you to heat. I will tell you there's new technology out there now in heat pumps that are designed for northern climates. Bosch Home Comfort is a manufacturer of many of these inverter heat pumps that can actually handle heating when the temperature is like minus 5 or minus 10 outside. And
oh, yeah?
They don't cost more to operate than what a gas furnace might be. So they're certainly a good option for those that don't have access to gas, for example, for their heating, where you can get air conditioning in the same system at a very, very affordable cost. So that's something to keep in mind for when it's time to upgrade the system. But for right now, I'd say servicing it once a year is the hot ticket.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Ruth.
Bye.
Heading out to Brian in Pennsylvania, who needs some advice on how to remove a door from the hinges. That is a project. What's going on?
How's the best way to take a door off its hinges, and more importantly, to put it back on its hinges? I'll be doing all this work by myself. What I'm doing is replacing the bottom sweep.
Well, it's actually not that difficult. What you want to do is this. The exterior hinges are going to have a hinge pin that runs through them, and that hinge pin will be accessible from the bottom of the hinge. So you take a nail set and your hammer, and you gently tap that pin up from the bottom of the hinge until you see it start to come out of the hinge at the top. You may need some help to do this. I typically like to do this with the door in the fully closed position because it helps support the door. But I will pop out that hinge pin from all three hinges, and then I will turn the handle and then lift that door or lean it towards me and take it out of its opening that way. Now, you mentioned that you want to cut this door, trim this door, do some work on it. I strongly recommend that when you get this out and you lay it on some sawhorses that you mark the bottom, because the top and the bottom of a door, when it's out of the frame, look surprisingly similar, and you wouldn't want to cut the wrong size. Don't ask me how I know that. You just wouldn't want to do it, okay? So pop those hinge pinches out just like that by tapping them out from the bottom of the nail set. And sometimes if you can't get the nail set in under the lip of the hinge pin, what you could do is use like a screwdriver and just tap the screwdriver a little bit to get it to come out the rest of the way. When you put it back together, remember to put a little WD-40 on those pins, and they'll go back together very, very easily.
You are listening to The Money Pit. What are you guys working on this weekend? Maybe you're just chilling out, getting ready for the holidays that are coming, or maybe you're in like super to-do mode. You've got a ton of things to tackle before everybody starts ringing that bell. Well, whatever you are working on, here's one thing you should not be doing anytime soon, is running that self-clean cycle on your oven. You might be thinking now's the perfect time, but we're going to tell you why it's not when The Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects are you guys tackling this weekend? I know everybody's getting busy with the holidays approaching. We're all trying to make the house look super cute and be family ready. So whatever it is that you guys have on your to-do list, let us know. We would love to help you by sharing our lifetime of knowledge on all these projects. Believe me, we've done them all. And if I haven't done them, Tom's done them and vice versa. I mean, he can't upholster a couch, but I can. But I can't do plumbing. So we've got it even Stevens here. So reach out to us or even tune into the Money Pit podcast. You've got a lot of great ways to get a ton of home improvement info. If you want to follow the podcast, tune in at moneypit.com/podcast. All right. Now we're going to remote Alaska where Lonnie has an igloo question. I don't think we've ever talked about an igloo.
Okay. Well, we have the opportunity to purchase a monolithic dome, which is it looks like an igloo.
Oh, okay.
And when we were touring it, it's only a 20-foot in diameter. But they did have a dehumidifier inside, and on the outside, it had just been painted with a, like a vinyl paint, a thicker paint. Okay. And there was bubbles on the outside, and I took a knife and poked it, and water drained out. Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's a condensation problem, especially for mold, and what it would take to remedy that.
So what is this dome constructed out of? Is the entire thing concrete, or what's it made out of?
It is concrete.
Well, listen, you've got to have some sort of a system to try to manage moisture in a space like that, because let's face it, first of all, concrete is very hydroscopic, so water that will get into that concrete at the base where it comes in contact with the soil, and it'll draw up into the concrete surface and essentially saturate the entire thing. If there's bad drainage, it can get worse, but I could definitely see how it would stay very, very damp. The moisture that you're seeing inside that paint is clear evidence of the fact that this structure is holding a lot of water. Now, it could draw from the soil, or it could just be from the humidity in the air that's getting into the walls. So it definitely has to be managed, and it sounds like just a dehumidifier by itself may not be the answer. You might need to really have an HVAC Pro design system that could manage that moisture. And in terms of the paint itself, you also have to choose a paint that is designed to stick well to concrete. You mentioned it's a really thick paint. We've seen a lot of paints out there that claim to be sort of almost like a liquid siding that are very thick, but the problem is that they're not vapor permeable, so they don't breathe. As a result, everything stays underneath it, and then when you see those bubbles and the water is just forming right there, it's just going to continue to push that right off. And I imagine when it gets really, really cold, it'll probably freeze and expand and crack that paint, basically making it worthless. So I think you have reason to be concerned, and I would definitely, if there's a good professional home inspector in that area that could look at it for you, that might be a pro to start with, but I definitely think you're going to need to have an expert design a system that works for that. You know, typically when you paint concrete, you want to use an epoxy-based paint that has really high adhesion and really strong durability. But it sounds to me like this paint that they used in this case was not that type of paint.
Okay.
Well, the holidays are approaching quickly, and if you're thinking about cleaning your oven in advance of a pre-holiday baking bonanza, our advice, don't. Believe me, do not do it. You know, while self-cleaning ovens might be one of the century's finest advances in cooking technology, running that self-cleaning cycle just before a big baking day might end up with you running to the bakery to buy pies instead.
Yeah, and here's why, you guys. Now, running a self-cleaning cycle puts your oven through a lot more stress than pretty much anything else you can ask it to do. Studies show that ovens may tend to break down or perform inconsistently just after the self-cleaning cycle. And if your oven is on the verge of such a breakdown, and Murphy's Law being what it is, you can count on that happening just hours before the in-laws are about to show up expecting a grand home-cooked meal, which if the oven's going to break, they are not going to get. And finding that service technician or even ordering parts and repairing the oven yourself is not something that can always be accomplished on such a short notice. So skip that self-cleaning cycle and stick to manual wipe-downs until the guests are gone.
Yeah, do you know how hot an oven gets in self-cleaning cycle?
Oh, my gosh. Is it like 600 degrees?
No, it's like 900.
Nine?
It's like two or three times the hottest you would ever set it for normal cooking. That's why it's totally stressed out. Now, in the meantime, if you can't do the self-clean cycle, we've got three quick and easy oven maintenance tips that won't leave your oven down for the count. First, check the oven temperature. You can find out whether your oven's built-in thermostat is accurate with the aid of a separate oven thermometer. Set the temperature and then compare the temperature of the thermometer with the set temperature. The thermometer temperature should be no more than 25 degrees above or below the set temp.
Now, you can also check your oven door gaskets. Now, that gasket is meant to keep the heat inside the oven, and over time, these oven door gaskets can become torn or deformed, and then that's going to allow the heat to escape. So you want to inspect those gaskets, ensure that they're in good condition, and if they're not, replacing them is a very simple oven repair.
And lastly, check out the oven door hinges. If an oven door does not close properly, it's kind of like a window or a door. If it has a little bit of a gap in it, heat can escape. So you want to make sure the door closes tightly and evenly. And if it doesn't, check for broken or bent door hinges or door springs, which again should be replaced. And that's a pretty easy DIY project.
All right, heading out to Idaho where we've got Eric on the line who's got some issues with moisture in their money pit. What's going on?
Hi, Leslie. We've got a duplex that was built probably in the late 50s, early 60s. And it had single pane windows. And both sides seem to have started having a moisture issue where the windows all winter long, even fall and spring, the two big kitchen windows that are maybe 5 foot by 5 foot and the big front living room window, they would get moisture and condensation on them really bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the strange thing is it doesn't seem, and they started to, you know, ruin the nice wood edges of the windows and on the inside and things. The strange thing was, what I was trying to figure out is we didn't, it appears that from 1950 until now, it never really had that problem. And it just started suddenly.
Right.
And I realized that I painted the house. I did an extremely good job of painting the house, sealing up every single crack with caulk. And I'm wondering, I used really the best quality paint I could buy, sealed it like ridiculously, and I didn't realize I heard some people saying, well, a house needs to breathe. And maybe, what I'm thinking is maybe the house had never been painted that well, and it could breathe through the slats in the wood.
What kind of siding do you have, Eric? What kind
it's
of siding?
Just regular wood, wood planks that were, yeah.
I was going to ask you what changed, because you're right, why it happened. I mean, a lot of things could have changed. I mean, you know, you could have more people living in the house. You could have more pets in the house. You know, maybe you had a fan, now you don't have a fan. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that could change. So certainly that could have contributed to it. You have a crawl space on this house?
That was what I wanted to ask about, because we've done a whole bunch of things with fans and venting and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And when I crawled under the crawl space, it's dirt under the whole duplex, both sides. There's about 3 feet of space, maybe 4 feet of space between the dirt and there's no kind of, covering over the dirt. But what I've noticed is that even in the middle of the winter or even in the spring when the moisture is running off, the snow's melting, even in the spring under there, the dirt is bone dry underneath the house.
It might be, but there's probably humidity and moisture getting up off of that. Okay, so let's kind of just cover the whole space here. So first of all, just to set the record straight, the fact that you have condensation on single-pane windows is not necessarily the fault of the windows. They're not insulated windows, so that's going to happen. You have high humidity inside the house. How is that humidity getting into the house? So it gets into the house from cooking, from breathing, from pets, but it also gets in the house from drainage that's not set up right on the outside of the house. Now, what humidity inside the house, if you have a fan like a range hood in the kitchen, that needs to be vented outside, not recirculating. If you have fans in the bathrooms, those need to run on humidistats so that they automatically will run a good 10 or 15 minutes after you leave the bathroom, because that's when that humidity sort of hangs around and keeps it moving out. And again, they need to be vented outside the house. Now, in terms of that crawl space, you definitely need to put a vapor barrier on that dirt floor. That's going to make a big difference. You want to use a fairly thick plastic sheeting, visqueen sheeting. You want to overlap it about 4 feet, so don't go edge to edge, but overlap it and get it right up to the edge of the wall. If you have crawl space vents, those ought to be open, except for the very coldest of months. And then most importantly, I want you to do something you may not have connected to this moisture problem, and that is I want you to look at your drainage conditions outside the house. And what I mean by that is, starting with the gutters, we want to make sure that they are adequate in size, they're not overflowing, that the downspouts are discharging, not the way contractors typically leave them, which is sort of right at the corner of the foundation. You need to add an extension to all those downspouts to go out 5-6 feet. So now we're pushing water out away from the foundation perimeter. And we're really doing a good job at managing that roof water. The next time you get a really heavy rainstorm, I want you to grab your umbrella and go outside and look at what's happening with the water that's gone on that roof and how it's coming off that roof. Is it overflowing gutters? Are downspouts clogged? You might learn a lot about where that water is going. You definitely don't need it anywhere near the house. You want to keep that first 4 to 6 foot perimeter as dry as possible. And you do that, number one, by gutters, and secondly, by grading, having soil slope away, making sure we're not trapping water against the house like we might do if we had like a landscape border or something of that nature. But if you keep the moisture away that perimeter, if you add in the vapor barriers, and if you have good ventilation in terms of fans and you're using them correctly, that's going to make a big difference in how much humidity is inside that house. Oh, and the last thing is attic vents, too. Up in that attic, I don't know what kind of roof shape you have, but if it's like a standard roof, you want to have soffit vents and ridge vents, because a lot of that vapor pressure will end up in that attic, and you want to make sure it's vented when it gets up there. And it's also going to help your insulation be more effective, because when it gets damp, it loses its R value. You got your next DIY project to tackle.
For sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Good luck with that project.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit. What's going on at your house this weekend? Perhaps you're tackling some great projects or just getting ready for the winter time and getting all cozy. Well, now is a good time to start thinking about your roof. Is it showing signs of leaks? Maybe some wear and tear? You're thinking, can I replace it? Do I repair it? What do I do? Well, we're going to tell you what you need to know to make that call next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take those DIYs from to do to done. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sylvia in Ohio is on the line and clearly spilled some glue somewhere. What's going on?
No, I didn't spill glue. We have our carpet in our kitchen is glued down like 20 years ago.
Did you say carpeting in your kitchen?
Yes, they use glue to put the carpet down. My question is, how do we get it off the floor without tearing the whole floor out?
What kind of flooring was it glued over? Is it hardwood?
No, just
plywood?
Yes,
Some sort of a subfloor. So really, you don't have to get it completely off. You just have to kind of get it smooth so you can put whatever kind of flooring down you want to do over that. What kind of flooring do you want to end up with, Sylvia?
We want to put hardwood over it or on it.
So what you should do is get a citrus adhesive remover. There's a number of different citrus-based adhesive removers. They're not as caustic as some of the other adhesive removers. And what it will do is soften that adhesive. And your goal here is just to get any of the sort of the thicker, chunkier areas removed so that what you could do is put down another layer of plywood, an underlayment of plywood, say like a quarter-inch Luan or something like that. Then on top of that, you can install your hardwood floor. There's lots of options with the hardwood floor. You can use engineered hardwood, which is thinner but very, very beautiful, and it's more dimensionally stable, and it would be probably a better choice for a kitchen, because if you put regular hardwood down and you ever had a big leak, spilled a pot of anything, it will swell up and become damaged. But if you use engineered, it's much more stable and resistant to any type of swelling when it gets damp or wet.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, winter is very rough on roofs. I mean, with all the snow and ice and freeze-thaw cycles, roofs do take a lot of punishment this time of year. That's why now is a good time to plan for any roof work that might be needed to keep your home nice and dry. But what's the smartest way to go? Can you repair the roof or replace it? We've got the answer.
Well, now, really, the first step is to evaluate the wear and tear of your roof. Older roofing shingles are generally made from a cotton or a glass fiber base, and then that's covered with an asphalt coating. Now, as the sun heats the roof, the asphalt is going to dry out. So you've got to check your roof for signs of wear and tear. Now, the easiest and safest way for you to do that is by using a pair of binoculars and checking for cracked or curled or even broken shingles from the safety of the ground.
Now, if you've got a worn-out section, maybe it's just a limited small area. For example, maybe an area where a one-story roof intersects with a second-floor or a wall, because what happens in situations like that is that the sun will bounce off the wall and kind of like give the roof doubly the amount of exposure. But if the roof is looking this way, the entire roof, then you really have to think about replacing. Now, if a roof replacement is in order, it's important to determine how many layers make sense. You can usually add one layer of shingles, one additional layer for a total of two. That said, doing a tear-off, though, is not such a bad idea, even if you only have one layer, because the second roof layers don't cool well in the summer, and they will wear out much quicker than the single roofs will. And by the way, if your roof is not in terrible shape in terms of the shingles being totally destroyed, there's a product you can apply called Roof Max that can give you five additional years of life to that roof shingles. We use that on my mom's house in Florida and actually helped us sell the house.
Now, if your roof is actually leaking, you've got to check the flashing. Flashing that's loose or deteriorated is probably responsible for most of those roofing leaks that you can find, and that's an easy repair. Finally, if you do need a new roof, you want to make sure that you improve your roof's ventilation at the same time, because a cool attic is going to keep the roof cooler, and the cool roof is going to last a lot longer.
That's right. The best type of vents to add are passive vents, like not the fans, the kind of vents that don't use any energy. They're really better than using attic fans. Continuous ridge and soffit vent systems, for example, are ideal. These vents are inexpensive, and they can usually be added to a house of any age.
Stan in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm at the end of my remodeling my house and installed the new dishwasher, because after the remodel, we put it up for sale. And when I put the dishwasher in, I noticed we started getting an odor out of the dishwasher that I didn't have before.
And this is a brand new dishwasher?
Brand new dishwasher, yes.
Well, I wonder what kind of nasty debris would have collected so quickly, but here's what I would suggest. there's a product on the market that is a dishwasher cleaner. It's made by a company called Glisson, and it's called Dishwasher Magic. And it is quite easy to use. It's essentially a bottle where you loosen the cap, turn it upside down, and put it in your dishwasher as if it was another piece of glassware to wash. And the cleaner comes out during the wash cycle and completely scrubs and cleans and disinfects the dishwasher. In fact, it's the only EPA-registered dishwasher cleaner. And I've used it at my house, and it works really well. And it was quite amazing how bright and shiny and clean and odor-free the dishwasher was at the end of the cycle.
Okay. That's Glisson, right?
Yep, Glisson Dishwasher Magic. You can find it in your local supermarkets and home centers. Go to their website at glissoncleaners.com. They have coupons there and a list of a whole bunch of stores where it's available.
Okay. Appreciate it. I'll try that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. We are so close to Thanksgiving. I can smell all those delicious pies and tasty sides and delicious turkeys and all the wonderful things that you guys are going to be making for your family in the next coming weeks. So what are you guys working on besides the menu around your Money Pit? Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, spraying floor and wall cavities to seal out those drafts usually requires a bulky two-part foam spraying system. Well, now DAP just launched a new one-part foam insulation that's much easier to use for sealing those gaps in wall and floor cavities, attics, basements, even crawl spaces.
We'll share tips on how this new product helps seal and insulate homes and provides even fire resistance when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marvel Dream Kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And from gardening to garages on The Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we're heading to South Dakota where Esther has a garage question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a long, skinny garage with one door. And I would like to extend the cement floor, of course, and loosen all those bolts that fasten it to the cement and turn it on its side and put two doors or a double door on this long side so we could fit two cars in there.
So you want to take the door from the end of the house where it just basically opens up to this long, extra long garage, and you want to swing the doors over to the side of the house so you can have room for a double door. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just want to turn the garage. I'd leave the hole on the end. You know, I would make that into a sliding
right.
door instead of overhead door so it wouldn't get in the way of the trams up on top. But someone said that they didn't think that that way then the tracks would be going parallel with the stringers across the top.
So your first challenge here, before we talk about your doors, because that's the last thing that you have to deal with, the first challenge is you have to actually structurally change that long side of the house to be able to have these two large garage doors in it. So that is going to require rebuilding those walls. And is this a two-story house on that side?
Okay, no, this is not an attached garage. This is a freestanding garage.
So on that long side, though, is that where the roof sits?
Yes.
The roof rafters come down on that side? All right, so that is a load-bearing wall, Esther. So it has to be reframed for a standard garage opening. That's a big job. This is not just a matter of moving the tracks over and, you know, knocking out a few 2x4s. This is a big job. You're going to have a header across that, which is a beam that's going to support that roof.
Now, would it be better to have one wide door with the beam across or two separate doors with a column in?
Just as much work. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Big job. Not a do-it-yourself job. Job for a pro. Frame that out, and then you could... You know, perhaps you could preserve, the old garage door and move it to one side. But I got to tell you, garage doors are a real pain in the neck to take apart. They got about a million pieces to them, and they're a lot easier to put together when they start all disassembled and are built in place.
Well, we have turned garages before in different places where we live.
All right, so this is a project that you are very familiar with, except in this case, you're going to have to reframe that exterior wall, and that is the bigger part of this project.
Okay.
Esther, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, one of the most effective ways to reduce drafts and lower home heating costs is to seal the spaces where cold air leaks in. Now, spray foam is a great way to do just that. And DAP has just launched a new spray foam system that's perfect for builders, remodelers, and serious DIYers.
Now, it's called the Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam, and it's a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam dispensing kit that's perfect for sealing gaps in wall and floor cavities, as well as your attics, the basements, the crawl spaces, all around those drafty spots.
Now, here's a big advantage. Unlike two-part spray foam systems that require mixing separate components, the DAP wall and cavity foam product consists of one container that has both the A and B components already mixed inside. This makes it a less complicated and much easier to use solution that can be applied in a wide temperature range of between 40 degrees and even up to 120 degrees.
Now, the kit is super easy to use, both for professionals and homeowners if you're doing a repair, a renovation, maybe even a new installation. It's going to effectively air seal and insulate your home and buildings while it enhances the R value and provides Class A fire resistance.
DAP has revolutionized spray foam application with the first one-part component broadcast spray foam. You'll find the DAP Touch and Foam system at Menards and at select Home Depot stores. You can also learn more at DAP.com. That's D-A-P
MoneyPit.com.
Scott, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
Well, in the wintertime, we have a little mold around the windows, and I can't seem to alleviate it. So I was wondering if you guys had any ideas, mainly in the wintertime.
So the mold is going to form where you have moisture and you have a food source that's organic, which could be like wood trim, for example, or frankly, even dust can do that, and air, of course. So when you find the mold, what happens is very often people will just try to wipe it away, but they end up leaving residual pieces of it behind. So what I would suggest you do is to mix up a bleach and water solution where it's about, say, 25% bleach and about 75% water, and spray it lightly around that area, being careful to keep it away from drapes or anything like that that you're concerned about staining, and let it sit. And that will kill the spores that are behind the mold, and then you can wipe it off. If it's just a little bit, that's okay to do yourself without much risk of exposure. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I've done it before, but I've never let it sit any time. I just sprayed it on and wiped it off.
That's generally what people do, and it makes a difference if you let it sit because it has to sort of take effect and really kill what's there and then wipe it off.
That sounds pretty good. I can do that.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, I guarantee this has been on your list somewhere this weekend. Laundry. Is it never ending at everybody else's house as well? I swear my children will just take out something and be like, I don't want to wear it. I'll put it in the hamper because it magically comes back folded and in my drawer. Well, if you've got the same issue of laundry at your house, perhaps you're noticing that the clothes are taking longer to dry than normal. We're going to help solve that problem for Janie, who's doing some laundry, when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
.com for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. Is there a project that you'd like to take on? Well, slide that to-do over to us by reaching out at moneypit.com/ask. That's the best way to get the fastest possible response to your questions. Go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Janie wrote in and says, it takes multiple cycles to dry a single load of clothing. I thought maybe the thermostat was bad, so I bought a new dryer, and I'm still having the same problem. My dryer is vented through the floor and runs 20 feet to the outside. Could the problem be the length of the vent?
It may well be the length of the vent. So depends on the length of the vent. It depends on how many turns you have in that vent, because every time you turn 90 degrees, that's the equivalent of another 20 feet of pipe, because the warm air has to kind of make it around that curve. But the other thing, and the thing that would be most concerning, is to make sure that that vent is totally clean, Janie, because if it's obstructed with dryer lint, which it very well may be, then that also could be responsible for the time it takes for you to dry those clothes. So a couple of things to do here. First of all, you could turn the dryer on and go outside the house and look at that flap on the dryer vent. See if it looks like it's pushed out all the way. That would give you an indication that you have some decent flow there. The second thing you might want to do is to clean that dryer vent from both sides. Now, there's a tool that we've been recommending for years called a lint eater. And what a lint eater is, it's a fiberglass rod with a brush on the end of it, and there's sections or extensions to these rods. And the idea is that you screw them together, you hook it up to the end of a drill, and then you slowly work it in to the dryer exhaust duct from the outside and then maybe also from the inside, going back and forth until you pull it out, and you will find that there will be like just oodles of lint collected on this dryer brush.
It's gross and amazing.
At the same time, right? Yeah.
It really is.
It's kind of like when your cat coughs up a lint ball, except it's a really, really big lint
except
ball.
Except at your house.
So it's super important you have those ducts, the dryer exhaust duct, clean. And by the way, if there's another way you can vent that, I encourage that. I mean, we used to have a second floor laundry where we would run the dryer exhaust through the floor, underneath the floor of my son's room, which was about 10 or 12 feet, and outside. And we had sort of the same issues because, you know, when you come out of the dryer, you got to turn down the vent, and then the vent turns back into the wall, and so on and so forth. So when I remodeled that room and I put in a stacked dryer, the exterior wall was right there. So I was able to run the exhaust duct right out that exterior wall. So now my exhaust duct length is like literally 12 inches. So everything dries really fast. So a couple of things to check into. Good luck with that project.
All right. Now, Denise from San Jose writes, we're having engineered wood flooring installed in our second floor bedrooms. What are the benefits and drawbacks of having it glued down or floating?
You know, if it has a locking seam, you don't need to glue it down. And I think a floating floor is fine. You're going to find that the engineered flooring, which, by the way, let's just clarify, that's like hardwood flooring, except it has a thin layer of hardwood, and then it has a stable base. The advantage of engineered over hardwood is it's dimensionally stable, so if it gets damp or moist, it's not going to swell up and be totally ruined. You can't get it too wet, but it'll take a little bit of moisture. But I think a floating floor is a great idea because you'll make that floor laid on top of the old floor. You'll have a piece of molding that trims the outside edge and allows it to expand and contract very, very nicely.
All right, and that's really a great choice. You'll find a lot of beautiful options.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and man, those holidays are coming up fast. I hope that you guys have picked up some ideas and tips to fix up your home sweet home before your friends and family show up. But remember, if you've got questions, we are available 24/7, literally at 888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump celebrating a win in a closely watched election case. That during a return visit to Iowa for a rally. It comes one day after a Colorado judge rejected an effort to keep the GOP frontrunner off of that state's primary ballot. Investigators have identified a, quote, person of interest in last week's destructive and disruptive Los Angeles freeway arson fire. Here's Rich Thomason.
The fire closed Interstate 10 for days, snarling traffic and forcing crews to work around the clock to make repairs. CAL FIRE has released two photos of the individual in question, saying it is seeking the public's help to identify the person. All lanes of I-10 near downtown L.A. are expected to reopen by Tuesday. That is far ahead of the initial 3 to 5 week schedule. About 100 highway support columns were damaged by the fire. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at townhall.com, a threatening map is posted online by an anti-Israel group. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
According to the New York Post, the group shared a map of New York City newsrooms, businesses, and landmark buildings online, calling for direct action to globalize Intifada. In addition to the News Corp building and the headquarters of NBC News and the New York Times, the radical group Within Our Lifetime also called for followers to target the offices of technology companies. The verbiage with the map stated, quote, each of the locations on this map reflects the location of an office of an enemy of both the Palestinian people and colonized people all over the world. The post was later deleted. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Biden and other global leaders meeting the past few days with Silicon Valley titans in San Francisco. Their discussions have frequently focused on artificial intelligence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
If you were hoping for a mild flu season this year, afraid that might not be the case. It's well underway across the nation. Doctors say it's already gaining steam in several states. The latest on that story now from correspondent Shelley Adler.
Normally the flu season ramps up in December or January, but health officials say there are at least 7 states reporting high levels of illnesses, with cases rising in other parts of the country. Data posted by the CDC shows very high activity last week in Louisiana and high activity in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, New Mexico, and South Carolina. While the CDC says it's not yet clear exactly how effective the current flu vaccines are, the shots are well matched to the flu strains that are showing up across the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States and the Philippines signing a pact to support the development of nuclear power projects in that Southeast Asian country.
When this agreement goes into effect, the United States will be able to share equipment and material with the Philippines as they work to develop small modular reactors and other civilian nuclear energy infrastructure. And we'll do so while following the highest standards of safety and security and while complying with our international nonproliferation commitments.
The board of ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it has pushed out its co-founder and CEO, Sam Altman, and replacing him with an interim CEO. It adds the move comes after review found Altman was, quote, not consistently candid during his recent communications with that board. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are heading on into the holiday season. If you've got a project you want to get done to fix up home sweet home before your friends and family take over, reach out to us with your questions, or for that matter, anything else you'd like to get done now or plan for the warmer weather ahead. You can reach us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you're shopping for a home, buying an older home can be a good deal, but only if you're ready for the restoration and repair that comes along with the job. We're going to share tips for handling the top old house to-dos.
And heat pumps have long been a good option for heating and cooling homes where natural gas just isn't available. But new developments in heat pump efficiency may be making these systems even less costly to operate. We're going to dig into the new technology in a bit.
And have you guys ever been surprised by a big electric bill? We're going to share the most common places energy is wasted, including spots we guarantee you have never thought of.
All right, but first we want to know what you are working on as we speed toward the holiday season. You got some last-minute fix-ups to tackle before Turkey Day? Well, you can make your to-dos our to-dos when you reach out with your questions.
You can do that right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Brenda in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. We were just wondering, we have a basement that we'd like to remodel, and the only problem is that right now it currently has a glued-on carpet, it has paneling in the walls, and we had a termite problem. So we want to know, what would you put for, once we gut everything all out, because the termite problem's been corrected, what kind of walling material could you use that would be anti-termite, anti-mold resistant, and moisture, and it's against a black basement. What would you recommend?
So first of all, what you would do is you would frame the wall out away from the block wall. You don't want to attach anything directly to the block wall because you need to have sort of an airspace between the wall and the concrete block so that it can breathe. If there's moisture that gets in the wall, it can evaporate. In terms of what kinds of materials you use, you're going to use either steel framing, or you're going to use a pressure-treated sill plate. That's the bottom piece of wood, the bottom 2x4, and then typical traditional 2x4s on top of that. In terms of the wall covering, there's a type of drywall called Dens Armor, which is like fiberglass face as opposed to paper faced. And that's a good option for a basement because this way that paper face can't feed a mold problem. In terms of the termites, if the home is properly treated, you shouldn't have to worry about those. It's not like you need to worry about building a termite-proof basement down there. The termite-proofing is the application of the right pesticides that keeps them at bay. Typically today, they use a type of pesticide that's called an undetectable pesticide. It goes in the soil at the foundation perimeter. As the termites pass through that, as they go to the nest, they pick it up and spread it to the rest of the insects in the nest, kind of like germ warfare, and that wipes out the whole colony. And those treatments are effective for 10 years plus. So if it was done, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Just concentrate now on the best materials for finishing that basement.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, we've got Steve in New York who's dealing with a stinky water heater. What is going on?
So recently I had a plumbing outfit come in and replace the water heater because it went. I mean, it was old, so it went. And after they came and replaced the water heater, for some strange reason, my water smells like, you know, if a sponge sits for an extended amount of time?
Yeah.
Like that. So, yeah, I'm not drinking it, but nevertheless, I am showering, and it's just a little strange. So I went in and I changed the whole house filter, and it seems to have subsided it a little bit, but not a lot. So is there like some kind of treatment I can do or something? Or I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It's a brand new water heater.
Is it only the hot water that smells, or is it the hot and cold?
You know what? I can't tell you yes to that.
Are we talking about municipal water here, city water, not well water?
No, well.
Oh, it's well water. Okay. Here's what you need to do. You need to do a water test and find out exactly what's in that water because some condition has changed. The whole house water filter is great, but you may need some additional treatment to deal with that, to deal with that taste and that smell. I don't know why, but something is different than what it was before. I think the water heater issue is probably not causing this. The only way that water heaters affect the odor of water is when you have an anode rod that wears out inside it. But since it's a brand new water heater, that's clearly not the case. I suspect this is the water supply itself that's smelling. And just for your sanity and your safety, I would recommend that you have a water test done. And if you can, do it before the filter, you know, so that the water that you're testing has not already passed through the filter. You know, normally, if you have municipal water, the water company would be doing it, but since you have well water, this is kind of on you. Do you have any other treatment on this water aside from the filter?
No. No. Like I said, I had no problem. I was drinking my water. There was no smell. There was no discrepancies, actually. But, I mean, ever since they put the new water heater on, it's like, what in the heck is that smell?
Well, I suspect they're not connected, but I would definitely do a water test. Just because it smells good and tastes okay doesn't mean it's good. There are things that could be in that water that you can't taste and you can't smell. So that's where you have to start with this problem, Steve, okay?
Thank you, and thank you for what you guys do.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour in this busy time of year here at Team Money Pit. We know you've got a lot of projects to tackle, so let us know how we can help make everything run much more smoothly. Coming up, if you're shopping for a home, maybe you're buying an older home, and that can be a great deal, but only if you're ready for the restoration and repair that's going to come along for sure with that job. We're going to share some tips for tackling the most common updates for older homes next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe, natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. Follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Patricia in Louisiana is on the line with a siding question. How can I help you today?
I had listened to a program that you guys had done just a little while back, and somebody was asking about putting gutters on the side of a manufactured home. Well, it was funny because I had actually done that, and it does not work very well because most of the siding on a mobile home is corrugated, so it really doesn't work really well, and they put these really skinny gutters on. Well, in the areas that it didn't exactly go flush to the metal siding, there has been runoff, you know, that's gone down, and just in a few places, so it's not horrible, but I've tried to clean it, and I'm afraid to push on it too hard because obviously the corrugated aluminum bends, and I've used a product that you guys also suggested, which is a spray that actually gets rid of mold and mildew and stuff like that on the side of buildings. That worked fabulously, but it did not clean off the staining from the rain. And I was wondering what I could use to either cover the staining Or, you know, I'm afraid of painting anything for fear it looks like I painted the side of a mobile home.
Right, right. So, a couple of things. I'm glad that the spray and forget that we recommended works so well.
It was wonderful.
So, there are house cleaners that are out there that are a little more corrosive. I mean, the reason that works so well is that the spray and forget works so well is because basically it's kind of like a mildicide. It kills the mold and the mildew and then it just sort of falls off. The house cleaners are more like old-fashioned sort of soap and water and that sort of thing. One that I used to recommend a lot that works pretty well is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. You'll find it at a home center or a hardware store. And that's a house cleaner that you might be able just to mix up a really small batch of it and see if that will take out that stain. It also occurs to me that the stain could be like an erosion of the finish. So it may not be a stain that's like on top of the siding. It might actually be sort of some of the siding, some of the finish on the siding deteriorating. In that case, obviously, there's nothing that you can do about it short of painting. But why are you reluctant, though, just to paint the whole side of the house?
Because I don't have that kind of money at hand to do. I'm actually selling my lakefront property, and this is the really cool little mobile home that I put on it. And I've spent so much money on these 2 acres recently that, you know, it became a money pit, but a good one. It's a nice one, you know, but it's just everything I have has gone into this place. And to be quite honest with you, I have tried to use, like, those sponges that have a little bit of rough on the other side. You know, one side's sponge, the other side's abrasive. And I've tried to use that, and the color of the stain does not change at all, whether I use a little bit of baking soda, you know, not super abrasive, but abrasive.
I mean, it sounds like it's either a chemical reaction or some of the finish has changed due to sun fading. I mean, that's what it seems like, rather than something you can clean.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's not in the sun. I actually have a carport. And so some of it, you can just see where it's been runoff from the little teeny tiny gutter that they put up alongside of these mobile homes, which I'm not kidding you. It's not even a half inch wide.
So here's what I would suggest you do. Take a picture and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/themoneypit. Give us a little bit of history, and we'll take a look and get you an answer. Sound good?
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've shopped for a home lately, you know they're growing dramatically more expensive. And boy, are they seriously getting more and more expensive. But you may not know that they're also getting older. In fact, the average age of a home in the United States today is 39 years. And if you've been shopping for a home and put off by those higher prices, older homes are definitely presenting a more affordable option. But you do need to keep one thing in mind. Older homes mean more maintenance.
That's right. You know, guys, before I started hosting the Money Pit, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector. And in that job, you kind of develop almost an uncanny ability to predict what might be wrong with a home and what home repairs were needed, sometimes without even setting foot in the door. It wasn't like a magic trick, but the result of having done thousands of inspections and seeing the same home repair problems over and over again based on the house age. And once you know the age of a home, the construction shortcomings and the needed home repairs are pretty consistent.
Yeah, and that's why one of the first things you should do is get a good home inspection done. You want to make sure you go with the inspector, make sure you pay close attention. It's a great opportunity to learn how everything works in the house. And if problems are found, you might be able to renegotiate that purchase price to cover the cost of those repairs. So definitely an important part of the process here.
Now, if you can't negotiate the repair costs, you could also consider a fixer-upper loan. Now, one possibility that's very popular is an FHA 203K loan. It's a type of mortgage that lets you borrow the purchase price and the construction costs based on the post-renovation value of the property. So in other words, when the home is totally fixed up, it's going to be worth more, and that's the number that they use to determine how much to loan you. If you want more tips, you can simply search home repairs by house age. It's a post that we wrote on moneypit.com for just this topic. We list all the top projects for homes from the year 1900 to the present.
We've got Patrick in Kansas with us who's got a question about solar lighting and timing and all kinds of transformers. What kind of lighting situation do you have over there, sir?
I have 25-year-old low-voltage wired landscape lights. I have a lot of them. I have 4 separate transformers, probably close to 100 lights altogether. The thing of it is they're old, and I have a short somewhere on 1 or 2 because the transformers keep tripping. I've torn out some of the fixtures that were totally rusted and rotted. I'd like to have some others that are operational. I know everyone now is going to the solar ones. My question is, do you have solar lights that you can control on timers or something like that? I doubt it. The reason why I like the wired ones is I can control when they come on, when they go off, and sometimes in the year I don't even turn them on at all. My fixtures work. The problem is with the wiring and some of the connections. The electrician that installed them originally on the connections just used plain wire nuts. My guess is some of those are failing. And I know they make, you know, wire nuts now made to be placed underground or even underwater. I could use those. The problem is chasing all these down is going to be a problem. So my question is, what would be your suggestion? So should I try to eliminate some of the old fixtures and then go fixture to fixture and try to locate the problem and chase it down? There's really no way on a low voltage system to use any detector as far as I know. Or should I look to do something with the solar? It's going to get expensive with solar, though, and again, my big issue is how do I control them? I want a lot of control over them.
Well, wow, with over 100 fixtures in all of those zones, that is quite a challenge. But given the fact that they're 25 years old, I think it might be time to think about replacing those fixtures. I mean, look, the short's going to be at a fixture. It's not going to be midstream at the wire unless you happen to, like, you know, cut it with a shovel or something like that. But that means rewiring or at least rechecking all of those connection points for every single fixture. And chances are you're going to do that, but maybe the short is deeper in the fixture and the fixture itself is what's faulting. So I'm just wondering if it's worth all of that effort given the number that you have. I am not aware of any solar lights that will work on zones like that where you can create patterns. And frankly, I'm pretty disappointed with the solar landscape lights that are out there. They seem to be inexpensive and don't last very long and not very bright. I mean, certainly the market's getting better for that. We're starting to see much better opportunities because of battery technology for good lighting. But on the control circuit side, I don't see that changing. So I think, look, you're probably better off replacing those with new landscape lights. Make sure they're LED lights now. They'll be brighter than before. You'll probably have more options. And just rejoice in the fact that the lights that you had lasted 25 years. I mean, I think that's a heck of a lifetime for those fixtures to have gone that far. Good luck with that project, and thanks for reaching out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
Jenna in South Carolina's got a question about covering a patio. Tell us about your project.
I want to build a patio cover. I want to know if I should come out from the soffit. The people I talked to that are going to maybe be building it want to come off the house, go underneath the soffit, and come out that way. There's a corner where it's perpendicular. I guess the soffits are going to be perpendicular, so the roof line's also perpendicular, if that's the correct word I'm using. So I just want to know if I should come or could come off the soffit, or do I need to come back and go against the house?
So, Janet, I think this kind of project, you have to be very careful about how you build it, because I've seen more built poorly than built correctly. The idea of attaching it underneath your soffit is basically the first sign that it was kind of an amateurish project, because normally you wouldn't attach a roof under a soffit like that. But I'll tell you what you would attach under that, and that would be a removable awning. You know, there are really nice awnings today that can extend out 10 or more feet that are mounted on the wall, exterior wall. And, you know, with the touch of a remote control, extend out and cover that whole dining area, the patio, really effectively. And I think that is much more likely to give you enjoyment, have less maintenance hassles, and improve the value of your house than trying to put together any kind of a roof structure over that. If the option is just to make a patio cover, I think that's probably a much more attractive way to go and probably less expensive. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I think an awning for certain is far more customizable. You can have it come in, come out, depending on the weather. You can pick an interesting fabric that's going to work nicely with the house. I mean, truly, awnings are lovely and really do, you know, a wonderful job of just updating the facade of the home. So I feel like that's a better way to go for sure. All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We know you guys are busy, so let us help you make all of those home improvement projects go a lot more smoothly. Coming up this hour, natural gas furnaces have long been thought of as the least costly way to heat a home, but advancements in heat pump technology is now changing that assumption. We're going to be joined by an expert from Bosch Home Comfort to learn more next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
So that it does do that well.
All heating and cooling systems should be serviced over time. You know, a lot of times we ignore those. And, you know, you should always, especially as the weather starts getting colder, take a look at your system. When's the last time you serviced it? And whether or not it's been serviced in the last year or two, then you should definitely do that to keep it operating at a system efficiency.
We're talking to Kyle Murray. He is the business development manager for Bosch Home Comfort about some brand new heat pump technology that makes heat pumps a great choice for really any climate, from far south to far north. Kyle, when we have a traditional heat pump that we had, you know, maybe up to this point in time, use of that thermostat is really important, right? Because heat pumps only maintain a certain differential between what it's set at and what the actual temperature is. And if it got colder than that, it would always kind of kick on the electric resistance heat that was a backup sort of built-in system to a heat pump. How does that change with the inverter technology? Do we still have the backup resistance heat, or is that no longer necessary?
Well, it depends on the envelope of the building, right? So if it's a super insulated house or a well-insulated home, depending on your climate, The heat pumps that we sell right now go down to about minus 5 Fahrenheit, and the mini splits go down a little bit below that. But with the Department of Energy cold climate heat pump challenge, 9 manufacturers, including Bosch, are working on what's called cold climate heat pumps, which will operate down to minus 15 Fahrenheit, which in most climates will allow you to not need a backup system.
Now, all of these systems are scaled on the SEER rating, which is the seasonal energy efficiency ratio. So what are you doing to sort of ensure the energy efficiency of these new units?
Well, with the new rules from the Department of Energy, the minimum SEER is 14 SEER. All of our inverter heat pumps go from anywhere from 15 SEER up to 21 SEER. And those are the highest efficiencies on the market. And the products are ducted or ductless.
So both ducted and ductless systems are available at these super efficient SEER levels, correct?
That's correct.
Exciting new technology from Bosch Home Comfort. If you're interested in learning more, you can go to the Bosch website, which is bosch-homecomfort.com/US. Kyle Murray, the business development manager for Bosch Home Comfort. Kyle, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This is really exciting technology, and I think it's going to be very meaningful for folks as they look for new heating and cooling options going forward, especially for those of us in the north.
Great. Thanks for having us on.
Kyle Murray from Bosch Home Comfort, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, is your electric bill giving you sticker shock? Well, figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with a solid understanding of where all that power is going. We're going to share what you need to know just ahead.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? Are you tackling those projects yourself, or are you hiring a pro? Well, whatever it is, Tom and I love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get those jobs done right the first time. Tune into the Money Pit podcast. We know you can listen anytime you want for lots of great advice. You can follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, get this. Heading to Tyler, Texas, to talk to Tyler, who happens to be doing a project in his bathroom right now. Let's see if we can interrupt him.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm under a sink while you guys are calling me. That's awesome.
Oh, that's perfect.
Awesome.
So, yeah, my question was, in what scenario does a homeowner need to worry about pulling permits when doing work on their house? Or if they hire somebody, what do they need to check to make sure that their person they're hiring is pulling permits for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, generally speaking, if you're doing a repair, then you don't need a permit. But if you're doing a replacement, then you do need a permit. So in terms of a contractor, if a contractor is working on your house, I think the same rules apply. If it's a repair, like if a plumber comes in to fix a leak in the pipe, that's a repair. If you're making an improvement, like let's say you're replacing your water heater, that's an improvement and that needs a permit. So it really comes down to something as simple as that. But, you know, what you might do is give a call to the local building department office. And I like to do this without giving them my address so I can at least can figure out what the answer is going to be before I move on.
Yeah.
Well, they're just as sneaky. They want to know where you are so they can watch your house. I learned that trick years ago when I was trying to replace a shed. And I thought, well, it's just a shed. And, you know, somebody just drove by the house and said, oh, that's like you have to have a permit for that. So I applied for it. And it took like months. It's a shed, for Christ's sakes. It's a shed. I mean, it shouldn't take that long, but it did. So I'm just a little more careful about what I say when I talk to some of those guys. But listen, it's not to say that having a building permit is a bad thing. When you have an inspector from the town look at these things, they're really good at making sure that it was done right. You know, we had a heating system done about a year ago, and one of the pipes that was put in was wrong. And I didn't know that, but this guy knew the specs, and he called it out, and my contractor had to fix it. So, you know, I think there's a benefit for that.
Makes sense. Well, yeah, thank you all for the phone call. I appreciate it.
I have to point out that your name is Tyler, and you live in Tyler, Texas.
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
It wasn't by design. It just happened.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I appreciate y'all's program. It's always informative and very entertaining. So thank you all for the phone call on top of it.
Take care, Tyler. Well, guys, when you peel open the electric bill every month, does it give you a sticker shock? You know, sometimes figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with a good understanding of where all that power is going, especially because a good portion of that juice may be going to places you are not even aware of.
Yeah, so to help, here are three areas where we see a lot of wasted energy. First off, let's talk about vampire appliances. These are the things that are always plugged in and are drawing energy whether you are using them or not. So the solution here is using a power strip. You turn it off when the appliances are not being charged or used, and you turn it on when they are. Ends that vampire usage there.
Now, let's talk about energy hogs. These are the big appliances like dishwashers and clothes washers and dryers and ovens that have insatiable appetites for electricity and can definitely drive up your bill. Some tips there, run the dishwasher, run the clothes washers only at full capacity. Select low heat for the dryer, and don't use the electric heat to dry the dishes in the dishwasher. It's really not necessary. Secondly, replace any older appliances. These usually are not energy efficient. If they are not listed as Energy Star appliances, it's time to upgrade them.
All right, now let's talk about lighting and ceiling fans. When it comes to lighting, a lot of people make the mistake of using lights to brighten an entire room, but efficient lighting only provides lights to specific areas, such as the couch, the chair, the kitchen table, a workspace, you know, all of that stuff. Solutions here are using lighting only in rooms that you're in and for a specific purpose, like that task lighting, switching out incandescent bulbs for LEDs. I mean, the costs really have come way down to purchase, so it's a great investment. They'll last a lot longer, and they cost a lot less to operate. And also replace your old switches with occupancy or vacancy sensors. That's really great for your kids' rooms, great for basements, great for the bathroom, places that the children and other people love to go in, turn everything on, and then leave. and leave everything on. So it's a great way to just automatically turn everything off with, you know, a time sensor. This way nobody's sitting there in the dark, and they're definitely going to be saving some money.
I tell you what, those occupancy sensors definitely were a change of life for us here at My Money Pit, because I was no longer reminding the kids, like, every day, sometimes three times a day, to turn the lights off in their rooms. It just happened automatically. And for a while, they couldn't figure out why. Like, they thought something was wrong. And, Dad, you had to fix that. I'm like, it is fixed.
You're like, I fixed the problem. It was you. You guys were the problem.
Right.
Now we've got Eden in Arizona on the line who's got a question about a garbage disposal. What's going on?
My question is that every time we turn on the garbage disposal, the sink that is next to the sink that has the disposal in it has all this yucky stuff come up through the drain up into that sink. And we had a guy come out to adjust the garbage disposal for a different reason, and I hoped somehow that would fix it, but it's still doing it. So basically, I turn on the garbage disposal, and everything that's in the garbage disposal goes into the other sink. So it's really gross.
So if your garbage disposal, if you have a double sink and the disposal is backing up into the other sink, that means that that main drain line is somehow obstructed and the water is trying to get down there, but it just can't. And because it can't, the only place it has to go is back into your sink. And because the drain on that side is the path of least resistance, it's going to bubble up there and bring all of that gunk that the garbage disposal ground up. So this is a situation where you're going to have to clear that drain. Now, it is a little trickier when you have a double sink, because you have to block one sink so that your air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to, like, push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put, like, a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point you'll need to have a drain cleaning service come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
Thanks so much for joining us at the Money Pit this hour. Coming up, when it comes to designing a new floor for your home, there are a ton of options out there. In fact, more than you can even imagine. We're going to share ideas on how you can combine flooring styles for a totally new and totally you look after this.
You live in a money pit.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Lauren reached out to Team Money Pit, and she says, I have a fiberglass door installed onto our shed, and it's clear the contractor did not use a primer. Now, the paint on the door is scratched off due to the bikes going in and out of the storage room. How can I correct this? Are there any options on how to get that paint to adhere any better?
Yeah, I think the problem here is not that the paint needs to adhere better because the paint you used wasn't designed to adhere. I mean, when you have fiberglass, you absolutely have to use a primer because the paint you put on top of that, if it's not a primer, it's just not going to stick. I mean, think of primer as the glue coat, right? That's what really bonds to these smooth surfaces like fiberglass. And then once it does, you can put a traditional paint over that that's not a primer, and it will stick to the primer. So in this case, you have to remove all of that loose paint, maybe even all the paint that's on there, and then repaint it. Primer first, and then the top coat.
All right, now Jenny wrote in saying, our downstairs neighbor is complaining of footstep noise. How can we soundproof our hardwood floors beside adding carpeting?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do here. And frankly, I don't have a lot of sympathy for folks that live on the first floor of a two-story or multi-story building.
Like, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you got to understand you're going to have noise from above. Now, if you wanted to be a really good neighbor, Jenny, what you could do is get area rugs and put those, like a runner, you know, down an area where maybe you have some foot traffic, like a hall, and then maybe an area rug for some of the other areas. But really, that's all you can do at this point. To try to soundproof that floor is a major construction project. Whether it's done from the floor side or the ceiling side is way beyond the scope of what anybody should be expected to do.
Yeah, Jenny, and you can even go ahead and use rug pads under an area rug. They're going to help them from sliding and, you know, from a trip hazard. Plus, they give a little extra padding. And then you can just maybe wear slippers. I don't know. And also apologize to the neighbor and maybe keep a quiet time after 9 or 10. Just be considerate.
Well, when it comes to designing a new floor for your home, there are more options than you can imagine. And Leslie has ideas on how you might combine some of those wood flooring styles for a totally new look in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, a great flooring project really can enhance any room. So when it comes to flooring, I like to use a product that's going to be super durable for the space that I'm putting it in. But I also like to take it one step further. When I'm looking at the flooring materials, I like to make sure that the planks of wood are available in different widths. Now, why I do that is because I like to create a focal point within that space. This works great in a foyer, in a hallway, pretty much anywhere where you have a little bit of open floor space that you're not going to cover with an area rug, because essentially I make what looks like an area rug out of wood in the middle of the room. Now, what I like to do is use a wider plank throughout, and then I choose an inset area, and using even the same exact flooring finish material, but just at a different width, I can create that border. Maybe it's a space that's 3x5, and then I do one plank that's a thinner width, and then, you know, something that's different. Maybe in the interior I put a herringbone pattern or a diamond pattern or something, anything. But it really creates this beautiful focal area. And again, walkways, hallways, the foyer, all of these spaces really work beautifully for this technique. It's just something a little different. It makes that space feel unusual and special, and it's really not terribly expensive to do so. And again, it's something you can do yourself. You can have the pros do it. It's a great way to just make that space totally you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, temperatures are dropping, and when that happens, pipes can freeze, they can rupture, and they can leak, potentially causing thousands of dollars of damage. We're going to share the best ways to make sure that doesn't happen to you on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.